share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The Malaysian government announced yesterday, the 24th of November, that they are planning to re-implement the National Service Training Program, PLKN, but during the peak of this pandemic outbreak in the country, many are in disagreement. Syed Siddiq took to Facebook to question the rationale behind the Ministry of Defense's proposal, saying that the government should not be spending money on such extensive programs, especially during a pandemic. According to YB Ismail Sabri, this PLKN is intended for the spirit of patriotism. But, there are some things that are not told to the public, he said. Firstly, PLKN is one of the most expensive government programs. When I say expensive, the cost of spending for PLKN from 2004 has reached RM 8.43 billion. This is too much for a three-month program. Syed Siddiq further explained that almost half the cost of running PLKN programs goes to the rental of the campsites, with 43% of the RM 8.42 billion used for camp rent alone, excluding training curriculums. He then lists the amount of money the government had spent throughout the 12 years the program had been running. 2004 RM 608,611,160.342005 RM 604,837.646.372006 RM 688,242,515.942007 RM 565,007,267.132008 RM 643,280,274.872009 RM 659,520,346.582010 RM 601,266,849.822011 RM 717,514,012.97201 RM 691,516,980.34201 RM 691,463,225.18204 RM 697,205,276.73215 RM 408,341,667.07. Is the government insensitive to the problems that are happening today? Syed Siddiq asked. Do not use the spirit of patriotism and love for the country as an excuse to divert the public's attention from the problem of unemployment, retrenchment among young people and a total of 266 people committing suicide during the Movement Control Order, MCO. As Defense Minister Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaakob justified that the Public Service Department, JPA, had offered soft landing contracts to some 1,394 former officers, Syed Siddiq agreed that it had helped those who lost their jobs. However, he said that the government should be more concerned about the current problems happening in the country instead of announcing expensive projects. If the government's response to the economic crisis, unemployment, limited access to education due to quarantine, and companies that have gone bankrupt due to COVID-19 is to restart PLKN, then I am worried. This is not the time for mega projects and wasting millions of ringgit for a three-month program. It is time for the government to realize that the people are suffering, hungry and sick. This is a problem today that needs to be answered today. There are over 745,000 unemployed people. Is the answer PLKN, which we know is a waste? Try to be more concerned with today's problems, not the multi-million dollar project. Also read, this cluster existed since the 2nd of November but they never closed the factory, Syed Siddiq calls out Top Glove. Source, Astro Awani. Source, Bangkok Post. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.